Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about your new life in Christ. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Pausing to Praise the Lord. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. A couple years ago, a very dear friend and I launched an online support group for women who have come out of false teaching. As we have come alongside of them and helped them process very hurtful and confusing situations, we have seen the damage of spiritual manipulation, error, and sin in their lives. We utilize Zoom to facilitate monthly meetings online with women all over the globe, whose lives have been touched by deception in some way. But by the mercy of God, their eyes have been opened to the lies that they were believing. They have been snatched from the flames of false teaching and even cult-like groups. Our ultimate desire is to ensure that each woman in our group finds a sound, biblical church in her area where she can find intimate Christian friendships, as well as spiritual protection and edification from godly shepherds. Our heart is to meet these women where they are at, help them to realize that they are not alone on the journey, and point them to the truth as they untangle all the lies they embraced, some for many decades of their lives. Truthfully, we desire to make disciples as Christ has commanded us to do. Matthew chapter 28. In a recent meeting, the question was posed to the group, if they struggled with the tension of their position as a born-again believer and the fact that they may still sin, since some of the ladies believed the lie that they could lose their salvation, which Scripture does not support. One sister said that she experienced great doubt when she looked in the mirror because she has tattooed much of her body, which she regretted greatly because it was done with a rebellious heart. She questions her love for Jesus every time she looks in the mirror. I reminded her that the accuser of the brethren loves to shame us. Many of us could relate to her struggle since we do experience consequences to our actions this side of eternity. Even if we do not have physical reminders like a tattoo, we have memories that often bring shame and condemnation if we do not renew our mind with the truth of God's word that says we are forgiven and made new in Christ. My sweet friend quoted Romans 8, verse 1, to encourage the ladies, and the verse that came to my mind in that moment was 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The gift of this new life in Christ is not dependent on anything you have done or not done. It is dependent upon Christ's finished work on the cross. If you are in Him, you have died with Him and have experienced the new birth. You have become born again. Intersecting faith and life. How often has the enemy tried to bring up your past to shame you or condemn you? I offered this opportunity to the women in our meeting, and I offer it to you too. When you are reminded of your rebellious and sinful past and repent, instead of allowing shame and condemnation to overwhelm you, use that moment as an opportunity to pause and praise the Lord for your new life in Him. Thank Him for His saving and sanctifying grace that is changing you as you see yourself as a new creation day by day. He has made you a new creation. He has regenerated your heart, turning it from a heart of stone into a heart of flesh, given you the gift of the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of you, and is making you new with each step. Your old ways have been buried with Christ, and you have been given new life in Him and new affections by His grace. Instead of hanging your head in shame the next time you are reminded of your shortcomings and failures, lift your eyes heavenward and lift your hands up in praise to the Savior, thanking Him for the gift of becoming a new creation for His glory. Further reading, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. Romans chapter 8, verses 9 and 10.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.